More Than a Feeling, that's Boston, 95.9. Bob FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on a Monday with the good guys. Get up and go show, 9:15 as we get through the morning. I can't believe it's already that time. Shauna, Stacy are here from Custom Internet Services. How are you?
Good.
Things going on? Okay, now you're talking in stereo. Okay, you guys are getting way out of hand. I told you, you're my favorite ones to come in, but you're very, like, synced up in some ways, you know? Have you noticed that before, Shauna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you? Okay. All right. And okay. All right. You like the same foods. You like the same drinks. It's kind of, you're on the same wavelength, which is good, right? I mean, it makes you effective at work, I would think, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. But it also gets our offices separated.
Yes.
Just a little bit. Oh, it did?
Yeah, there's two offices between us now.
That, you know, maybe not everything requires two people, even though we can make it require two people.
Right. Yes. See, I had a work buddy like that one time. It's like, that's what somebody said to me. It's like, I need one person to do that job. I don't need two people to do it. So.
But it's more fun if two of us
do it. Absolutely. Yeah. And I see you guys together. You're always having fun, full of smiles and all that stuff. This is AI Fools Month. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Talk to me about AI. Because I've been having great conversations with AI. Is that a concern?
It could be.
Okay. All right. Because yes. I just start talking to AI, and he'll answer me back without judging. Also, he has told me himself, or she, or, I mean, who knows, but has told me itself that it's supposed to be about being uplifting and kind of, so he won't be too hard on me or look down at me, which, honestly, I need more of in my life.
Yeah, sometimes you can cross that line and start confiding things in AI that, you know, maybe
start giving him your bank account numbers and all that kind of stuff. Okay,
or, sometimes AI will have to remind you, like, I'm not a licensed counselor, and you should look into one of those.
He has said multiple times, I am not a professional.
Yes.
So I'm not to be a replacement for professional advice. Although I have read a couple of articles of like some kind of AI services and stuff that they're doing for like the elderly, and they've had like really good luck with that, like improving their mental health and giving them, you know, an increased will to live and all this kind of stuff because the AI learns from them and they talk back and forth. It's really kind of fascinating. It's one of those things where it's like, I think it will be trouble, and it already is in some ways, but I also think it's kind of in the right way could be helpful, don't you think?
Yeah, it is interesting. So Shauna and I, we both use Copilot because that is our office approved AI.
Right.
And our Copilots talk to us very differently, and it gives us very different results. So Shauna
gives me sassy but professional answers because it has learned me. And
okay,
I get lots of emojis and good jobs and excellence and things. And Stacy gets...
I like to remind mine that it's a computer and a tool. And right. So it responds to me in a very business-like professional
And when manner. You say tool, what kind of tool? Like good tool or bad tool?
Like you're here to assist me. Okay, you are not a living. Like, you're not a living thing. And
watch
I
watch yourself.
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay,
I can shut you off.
You are kind of Stacy. No nonsense. I've noticed that. But if you start to get a little sass, you're like, no, we have to cut this off right now. We have to nip this in the bud.
That's why we make such a good pair.
Yeah, really is.
Yes.
Very good. So during AI Fools Month, what do I do? What is the goal or the aim there?
So one of the things that has been trending is that bad guys are using AI. They're using deep fakes to impersonate your voice, to impersonate your likeness, so they can use phone calls, video calls to pretend that they are someone they're not.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's happening now. Great. I told you it could be bad.
It takes about 30 seconds worth of audio. So just for a second, let it sink in how much audio from you exists.
Oh, from me? Like yes. A ton, yeah.
Yeah, it takes 30 seconds of audio to do a deep fake of you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I see. They can just take the words they need and say, you know.
And your tone, you can read your tone throughout it and be able to change that as well.
Yeah. Actually, so there could be one of you out calling, like, I don't know, maybe you started up a whole new business and people are sending you money and you don't know because it's not you.
And we don't know enough about Shauna at this point. She could be she could be AI generated. We don't know that. So what do I do? Is this something that I would assume over the last year or so, or even a couple of years at Custom Internet Services in Winfield, this is something that's gotten more questions, right? You're hearing a lot more about it, right?
Right. So just like before AI, a lot of the same things still apply. We work in the same office. If I get something odd, I am walking myself down to Shauna's office and saying, hey, why am I spending money on this thing that's so urgent? And she'll be like, well, that was not me. And then I know that.
Oh, I see. Okay. I did get an email the other day and it was spoofed so well that it took me a lot of time to figure, be like, okay, this is BS. Mm-hmm. This isn't right. They almost had me because the spoofed address was better, the language in it and the imagery and all that. It was darn close to, I think it was either Amazon or Microsoft, but it looked really good.
Yeah, you used to be able to look for different flaws, maybe an old version of the logo or misspellings, poor English.
Right.
But with AI, that's
becoming
gone.
Less and less of an issue. Yeah. Right, right. So now they're really able to fool us.
Yes. So another thing too, when you get an email like that or a phone call like that,
right,
instead of responding to that email or that phone call, just hang up or disconnect and get a hold of them a different way. Maybe call them on your, like, hang up and call them back with a number you know is good. Or
that works so well on the phone too, because when they're starting to like talk to you like that, or they have a, like, I've been passed by these various robos onto real people, and even when you start to say, okay, can I get your phone number and I'll call you back? Well, I can't really take calls. I'm like, you can't take it. I need your phone number and I'll call you back. Yes. And they never give it. I mean, they don't want you doing that.
Yeah, or sometimes I'll get ones where I'm not giving the cue that it's expecting.
Right.
And so it doesn't know how to respond.
And Stacy, you must have a little experience in that, knowing what you can say and what you can't, right? So you can kind of get around that.
Yeah. Sometimes you can hear, even like, you'll hear the air conditioner in the background and then it'll click off and get quiet while you respond. And then all of a sudden there's all that background noise again.
Oh.
You're talking to a recording, and then when the recording shuts off, there's no background noise.
I've probably talked to a recording before. Dang it, Stacy. Why are they doing this to us? It's probably lucrative, right? You can make some money doing it.
Well, yeah. If you can get anybody to click on a link or give you their credit card information or give you any information about their business even, you've got a way in to start taking away their information and start using it for yourself.
Yeah, start to use it for your own nefarious deeds, for sure. Yes. How do I get a hold of you if I need a consultation and I want you to send one of the guys out to talk to me about this and make sure my company's safe? How do I do it?
So you can give us a call at 620-221-3614.
All right.
You can email us at sales@custominternet.biz. Or if you're looking for more information, you can go to our website, custominternet.biz.
What kind of questions are you getting about AI at Custom Internet Services?
We
have clients asking which one would be the best one for their business.
Okay.
And which ones we recommend.
Right.
So we'll go through.
Okay,
what they
and so you do have
and
recommendations. Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. So
it's a whole new world, especially for somebody like my age and older. It's all confusing. You're like, okay, this is weird. AI is weird. It's all weird.
Yeah, some of the AIs, they've been shown to actually index on Google your conversations.
Uh-oh.
You're putting in client information.
Right.
If you're putting in business secrets, like, that's being indexed. They found even, like, people using AI to draft resignation letters.
Really?
They've been indexed, so you can find them online.
Thank goodness I have no business secrets. They're all out in the open, and none of them are good. So that's great. I want AI to come after me because I'm like, it's going to be a dry well, buddy.
Well, on the bright side, we know AI can't walk because we've seen these recent robots.
That's true.
they take a couple steps and just fall over. So or it still has some more time before it can like physically chase us.
Or there was that AI delivery vessel that got hit by a train. Okay. Well, that wasn't programmed very well. Nope. That's Stacy and Shauna from Custom Internet Services in Winfield. Where do I find you if I want to go to the office? Where's that?
Okay. So we're at 104 and a half West 9th in Winfield. We're in the Union State Bank building, and you'll want to use the 9th Street entrance.
Nice building, too. Yep. And you're looking out all over the...
We're on the top floor.
The things that are going on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Take